news. At an event in Florida, President Trump says the U.S. had to act when it came to Iran.
8 months ago, they would have had a nuclear weapon, and, you know, they're crazy, and they would have used it. So we did the world a favor. And they said, well, how are you doing on a scale of 0 to 10? How are you doing with the attack? And I said, about a 15, I would say, with 10 being the best. But it's something that had to be done, and we're doing it well.
Heather Birkin, an American from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, stranded in Israel, said she came to the country 2 weeks ago to visit friends and run a marathon, never thinking she would be stuck there.
They started to open up some flights on a smaller Israeli airline. And I was lucky. I got a flight on Wednesday to fly to Athens. And then from Athens, I'll fly. I mean, assuming things go well and the airport and the airspace stays open for this limited amount, I'll fly from Tel Aviv to Athens and then Athens back home.
Military analysts say the deployment of B-52 Stratofortress bombers in Operation Epic Fury signals that Iranian air defenses have been effectively neutralized.
U.S. Central Command confirms that B-52 bombers have been used to hit ballistic missile and command control sites in Iran. The high-payload non-stealth aircraft are being used to strike critical targets, marking a decisive phase in the U.S.-led campaign. Military analysts say use of the planes indicates Iranian anti-air capabilities have been depleted after earlier B-2 and B-1 strikes. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Each B-52 can carry up to 70,000 pounds of ordnance, making it ideal for delivering massive firepower. This is SRN News. Idaho considers a challenge to gay marriage.
Republican State Representative Tony Wisniewski has introduced a measure that would formally ask the Supreme Court to review its 2015 decision legalizing homosexual unions nationwide. Wisniewski says, quote, the government has to recognize that the family is the fundamental building block of society. He argues that gay marriage undermines that institution. A similar bill passed the Idaho House last year but died in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined that the federal government can bar males from using female bathrooms, dismissing an appeal from a man who worked for the Army. The commission decided against a civilian IT specialist who worked at Fort Riley, Kansas. The man told his managers that he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use bathrooms in locker rooms for women. This is SRN News. Three former U.S. presidents attend a memorial service for civil rights icon Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Former Democratic presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden received cheers and applause today as they joined thousands of people in a Chicago church for a celebration of the life of the late Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. Jackson's son, Yusuf Jackson, says his father, who died at age 84, lived a long and distinguished life.
A life so full of work and witness, a life and legacy we honor publicly and proudly.
Today's service follows memorial services that drew large crowds in Chicago and South Carolina, where Jackson was born. I'm Mike Hempen.
Oil shot to its highest price since 2023 after surging again because of the Iran war. And a weak update on the U.S. job market knocked stocks lower to cap Wall Street's worst week since October. More details, SRNnews.com.